And we are launching into hour number three of the Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, so do enjoy those on us. Completely free at freetalklive.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. Last hour had a great in-depth discussion about drugs and how it is that the prohibition on drugs is far more dangerous to you and I, even if you and I aren't drug users. The prohibition puts us in danger because we could have our things stolen from us. We could have be held up at gunpoint, a home broken into, car broken into, because some crackhead needs to get his next rock. And because of the black market prohibition, he can't afford it with his normal job, so he's got to go and get that money somewhere. And that's eventually going to be you. And there's a good chance that eventually you'll get caught up in this whole war on drugs, even if you've never put a marijuana cigarette in your mouth. And if that's okay with you, if you're all right with having your family at risk from some crack addict climbing through the window at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to steal all your jewelry, then that's what you've got. But if you actually care about people and you want to see them get better and you want to see them have less overdosing, you want to drastically reduce crime, then you have to support full drug legalization, decriminalization, whatever. Anything that takes it out of the hands of the criminals and puts it into the hands of American businessmen is a step in the right direction. We'll continue with your calls here. Ladies first, Cindy is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I think the government has very little incentive to legalize drugs because it is a huge financial industry for them.
Yes,
illegal
that's true.
Crimes committed. In the state of Florida, it's my understanding that it is second only to tourism. Now, whether that includes the feeder, things like attorneys that are affiliated with it, but it's huge.
You mean as far as generating money for the state, the war on drugs is second to tourism?
Yes. Second to tourism.
That's crazy. I'd never heard that, but I believe it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're destroying people's lives.
Yes.
Because in this day and age, with how accessible records are, it's creating criminals because you're not able to get jobs, you're not able to go to college. I'd like to make a point on this one.
I personally have a felony, and I believe that it does make it more difficult to get certain jobs. However, I think that there's also an aspect that people who have records say to themselves, well, I can't get this such and such job, so I won't try to get it, and I'm only good enough for, you know, construction or something like that, and I don't want to do construction, so I'm going to do crime. And so I think to some extent, people who have...
Excuse me, in your industry, and I think it's almost glamorized. I mean, people that are in theater, in acting, it's fine. But if you're trying to get into a college, especially, I don't know about other states, but the state of Florida, it's extremely difficult to get into colleges anyway. If you're trying to get into college, that's a red mark against you.
And right. You won't be able to get the funding. I know that you can't get college, you know, the free federal college funding or whatever.
Saying nowadays it's worse than it used to be as far as a felony.
Totally true. I mean, it seems like... go ahead.
They say you're only supposed to be tried once. I think you're tried for the rest of your life. Once you have that record, and I think it's extremely unfortunate. Like I said, I think they're creating criminals.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, it seems like their solution to the perceived problem of people using drugs is to make their life even worse than it would have normally been if they get caught. And for some reason, that's going to dissuade people from using drugs. It hasn't ever.
Decades of making examples of people, and it hasn't worked. Let's stop making examples of people, shall we?
Right, and start caring about people and actually start allowing people to make choices for themselves without locking them in a prison cell as long as they haven't harmed anyone else. Great call tonight, Cindy. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to Catherine listening in Manchester to WGIR. Catherine, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hi. My name is Catherine, and I work in the medical field. And
Catherine,
I have a problem.
Go ahead.
Yes. I have a problem of that. We have constantly people who are definitely coming into New Hampshire at all times into the hospital, knowing, and the doctors also know that they have, these people have a drug problem. If they come in there, they're the first one to be seen because they can make up stories like, you know what, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, I don't feel so good. I feel like I'm just going to, like, die right now. And what they do is they get in there, and that's how they can get their drugs. Oh, I'm hurting so bad. Well, really, you're taking away from people who are having heart attacks, people who are should be seen first. But these people will scream out loud, and half of them do not work. And they will come into the hospital, and they will get seen first, and they will get the drugs that they need. The next day, they get what they want. The next day after that, they come back in, and they want more.
Who's
They're
paying for that?
They're playing clinics and anything else like that, but they refuse to go.
Who is it that's paying for all of those drugs that they're being given?
Who do you think is?
I don't know.
Asking you.
The hospital?
Yes. I work at a hospital.
So the hospital has to foot the bill and then basically raise the prices for everybody else who's a paying client?
Right. Right.
Now, so now I understand that, obviously you guys are, it's the law that the hospitals
are
held responsible.
We have to take anybody in, but what it is that when a person comes in and they know that they're a drug addict and they have seen these people over and over again, I call them frequent flyers. That's what I call them.
Uh-huh.
Frequent flyers, because what you're doing, you're coming in and you're saying that this, that, whatever else, and you're not really that bad. When you're coming in for drugs. So they give you the drugs, then you get your drugs, and then you leave. Then someone demands to stay in the hospital. Well, the hospital, we're going to take them because you know why? If we don't take them, then it's against the law.
So I understand that. Now, why in the world, if you knew that somebody's a frequent flyer, mm-hmm. and I don't know what the rules are, and I'm asking, I just don't know. Why are they giving drugs to drug addicts that they're, for free? Why are they doing that?
Well, I would like to know that, too.
Okay.
I would definitely like to know it. And I've been in the medical field for 30 years, and I can see it all the time. And it's the same people that come in all the time. And
what kind of drugs are they looking for when they come in?
Drugs.
Right, they want heroin or, excuse me.
Yeah, but they're getting it from the pot, so they want morphine or something?
Or Oxycontin.
Morphine, whatever, Dilaudid, whatever.
Okay, so you're talking about prescription drugs.
And you know what? Once they get the drug, you know what they do? They want to leave that same day, or they want to stay over to get a free meal or whatever else when there's other people who should have that bed that they're in. I think
right.
it's wrong. The whole
government
is corrupt.
Absolutely. And it's wrong for anyone to get a service and
mm-hmm.
not have to pay for that service.
Thank you
That's so true. And I'd also like to point out that this wouldn't be happening if it mm-hmm. weren't for the fact that that prescriptions exist. And what I mean by that is this prescription process that that essentially you have to go through if you want to get your hands on the Dilaudid or the opium mm-hmm. or not opium, but oxycodone, which is basically an opiate.
Yeah.
But if they could just go to Walgreens
mm-hmm.
and purchase the product they were looking for, they wouldn't have to come in and bother you guys for it.
No, because you know what they do? They come into the emergency room. Why do you come to the emergency room? It's not an emergency. You just only come in there for drugs.
For them it is.
For them it seems like an emergency.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man,
it's like, you know what? How can you do that? How can you do that? When I'm a working party, half of people, they don't even freaking bloody work.
But the problem, one of the problems is, Catherine, is that prescriptions are kind of a scam for doctors. And so if you were to point this out to some of your coworkers there at the hospital, like some of the doctors, because they're the only ones that can write prescriptions.
Right.
Nurses write prescriptions or just doctors?
No, doctors write prescriptions. Nurses can't write a prescription.
Only doctors, right. So
these
doctors have this government-granted power, basically, this government-protected power to be the purveyors of prescription narcotics. So
They write to these people so that they can just, like, get out of their way.
Yeah.
And
into the nurse's way. That's the problem, is the doctor writes the prescription, and then the nurses and the other staff have to take care of these.
Catherine, great call tonight. I thank you for making it.
Yeah.
It's
frustrating.
That's
a part of the drug war that I never really thought about, and she really brought it to me.
Right. That essentially, none of this would be happening if it weren't for the fact that the prescription process exists, and the prescription process exists because the AMA, the doctors' union, basically, wants to have protection.
Union doesn't want government protection? What organization doesn't want the government protection?
If you could go and just self-medicate, if you knew that what you needed for a problem was drug X, you could walk into the drugstore and buy it without having that slip of paper, that would mean the doctors wouldn't have your guaranteed business. So it's going to be very difficult to end the prescription process, but if the prescription process were ended, then Catherine's story wouldn't be happening. Those drug users could just go and buy their drugs.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Continuing with your phone calls, we'll talk to Josh, listening to WFLA in Florida. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I had a question for you guys. Going
Certainly.
Back to the financial aspect for that the First Lady was talking about this hour.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, all the drug bust and everything, the cash that the cops bring in, you know, millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yes.
Essentially, that money goes back into the government. Now, if they were to legalize any drug, you know, marijuana, crack, cocaine, whatever, would the benefit actually be there financially, economically?
Would the benefit for what, the state?
Either state or government. I mean, would they be making more out of legalizing the product?
Well, if you look at this from the standpoint that the government is an organization that that uses violence and coercion to get what it wants, then one might say that they're just a gang that flies flags out in front of their offices. Now, I know government workers often do not like hearing these statements, but the fact is that they don't have competition. They're a monopoly. If you try to compete with them, then
shut you down.
Then you're going to die in a hail of bullets or you're going to go to prison, whereas no other company can do that. Now, I will agree with you that when the government sees an area of its monopoly threatened, it can be it can crack down in a very serious fashion. I don't think, however, that should be something that dissuades free men and women from claiming their freedom.
So is this possibly another reason or another factor why they're not legalizing drugs?
Absolutely. They could not make as much money? Absolutely.
Well, some people have said they would make more off of taxing the drugs. However, it's a distraction because that's only a persuasive point to the politicians, right? The real issue about legalizing drugs isn't about how much money the government can make. The real issue is doing the right thing.
Right. The government has any dollar that the government's ever gotten. It's not like it's ever spent it wisely. Even when they do programs, you know, good things like by building bridges and stuff like that, they do it for far, far more than the free market would do it, and they do it inefficiently, and you know, it takes far longer. It comes in, you know, it comes in late, it comes in over budget, and they, you know, it's often screwed up, and sometimes they fall down and kill people.
Well, of course, when you're paying $200 for a toilet seat.
Yep,
very good, Josh. Any other thoughts?
Nope.
Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Whether it's true or not, and it may be true that the government, if it taxed marijuana and taxed cocaine and all those other drugs, that it might make more money. That may be true, but that's not going to, even that point is not going to be very persuasive to the current bureaucrats that are enforcing the war on drugs. The people that are
right,
in
because
the
it would make
department.
It in a different fashion. Likely,
yeah.
What you know, some law enforcement officers hear is that you're not going to be needed any longer.
Yeah,
because a lot of law enforcement officers, especially ones that work in the vice squad, realize that their whole job is centered around busting people for drugs.
Correct.
People that haven't necessarily, you know, in possessing the drugs, haven't hurt anyone.
Right.
Now,
they
likely
don't.
They hurt people in the process because some drug dealers are very dangerous men.
Yeah.
However, there's always a role for dangerous men.
And they're dangerous. Cops that are doing awful things too, but so that won't be persuasive to those cops. The cops don't care about the general financial strength of the government organization. The cops only care about how much financing their section of the government organization is getting. And if the drugs were to be legalized and taxed, then that would still mean that the vice squad would be going away pretty much, and so therefore that funding would be gone, and so therefore you're right, Mark, they might cut jobs. And that means that those cops and those people, those government bureaucrats, the jailers, the people that are running the prisons that are
that hope to be cops in the future in a lot of cases.
Yep, and the jails, of course, are continuing to be built to house drug users. I mean, we have one of the largest percentages of our population incarcerated.
Not one of the largest percentages.
It's the
if
largest.
You talk about people in prison, we have the largest percentage of people in the United States in prison that the world has ever seen.
And most of them are nonviolent.
Unless you count like North Vietnam or North Korea or something like that, where the whole country is a prison, but that's not really fair.
Most of those people are nonviolent offenders. They are individuals. A lot of them are drug users, people who never harmed another person, but they're sitting there rotting in a jail cell. But that person sitting in that cell means that jail is getting another 20, 30, 40, some cases more than that, $1,000 per year to keep that person food fed and housed and all of the other things that they have to do with the jail. So it means money for these bureaucrats. And that's why that you'll very rarely see cops coming out in favor of ending the war on drugs. There are a few of them There are some very courageous cops out there who have stepped out of behind the thin blue line and have begun speaking out.
I've talked to plenty of correctional officers that think it was a good, think it's a good idea to legalize certainly marijuana. I've had one of them even say, "I think you guys should get a joint every day,
just to chill you out in the big house, right?"
Yeah.
So it's just not persuasive to them. And so coming at it from a, well, the government could make more money perspective, I think, while it might be persuasive to some politicians, is really not going to get you very far. It's a moral issue. It's a moral issue of doing what's right and letting people be free to make their own choices and, by proxy, make their own mistakes and suffer those consequences.
Well, that, and it's a moral issue of not forcing me to pay for someone else's drug habit.
That too.
That's, you know, I find reprehensible. You know, I don't do drugs. My wife is a drug treatment counselor, trained in being one. Now she's a stay-at-home mom. And, you know, I find it reprehensible that, A, my family's threatened by the drug laws that exist because they incentivize people to break into my house and steal my stuff, and B, that, you know, that I forgot which one I was saying.
I don't know where you're going either. Let's talk to Brian. He's on the line in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was driving north in New Mexico last week, within 100 miles from the border of Mexico, which I've understood is called a constitutional free zone there.
Yeah.
and in which the Constitution is enforced much less stringently for authorities acting under color of law.
We don't need that thing anyway.
But I got funneled right into a border patrol checkpoint that's got Border Patrol Homeland Security guys there.
And, one of the ones that's inside the country?
Yes, I'm well inside the country,
mm-hmm.
And they established that I was a U.S. citizen, and then one of them says, "Where are you coming from and where are you going?" And another one goes behind my car with a dog, which immediately signaled a hit, and I was told, drive over there, and I did, and he goes, "Can I search your car?" I said, "No." And he goes, "Well, there's been a hit from a dog signal, and therefore they've got probable cause to search my car."
Oh,
and
geez.
So I told them that I didn't think they did, that, and I cited several cases, Matt versus Ohio, Chimmel versus California.
Yeah, most people can't do that on the side of the road.
They don't care about that either, even if you can do it. Yeah. Go ahead.
How did that go for you?
So I objected timely, and,
tell you what, I'll let you tell the story here in a moment. The music can intimidate people. 800-259-9231. We'll continue that story and find out what happened at the Border Patrol checkpoint and talk to you about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from Pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents,
stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box, and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-293-9219. That's 800-293-9219. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-293-9219 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show, Saturday edition. Take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, and you're tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and your personal life, well, if you
and
knew,
the taxes. Don't forget the taxes.
That's an intrusion, all right. If you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active for liberty, would you join them? Well, you can. You can join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
It's like a tea party all the time in one state.
Yeah, like one of the, well, for those that don't know, there was this big tea party phenomenon a couple weeks ago.
I can't imagine you listening to talk radio and don't know
you wouldn't have heard about
tea parties.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, we continue.
I could be wrong.
You can bring up whatever you want, and we will talk to Steve, listening to KGWA in Enid, Oklahoma. Hey, Steve. Steve in Enid?
Say, I've listened to this station and show a couple of times, and basically the same subject. I see a problem with it, well, both ways. Legalization would continue the problem as it is being illegal. Being tied to the printing industry for over 30 years, prescription pads. If a doc write one, a crook wants one.
Yeah.
So, and I've worked in many cities across this country. Same thing everywhere you go.
Now, what were you saying is the same thing? I'm sorry.
If crooks want prescription pads.
Oh, so they can forge prescriptions? Sure, sure.
Right. And people will... It looks like ringing a bell.
Right, and because of prohibition, the black marketeers will go and rob prescription delivery trucks. They'll literally hold up delivery trucks in order to empty them of their oxycodones and hydrocodones and things like that, and then sell them on the black market. And again, these things wouldn't happen if you could just go and purchase prescription products right at the store.
I'll bet if these drug addicts knew that you had prescription pads in your printing shop, they might break in and destroy your property and perhaps kill you just to get them.
Thanks for the call tonight. I have to apologize. I spaced out and forgot about Brian, who we put on hold and then said we were going to come back to him.
Okay.
And then we didn't. So he hung up his phone, and I understand why. But if you want to call back, Brian, apologies. 800-259-9231. We're going to go and talk to a different Steve. This one is in South Carolina. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ian and Mark.
Hey, hey. What's on your mind tonight, Steve?
I was just going to comment just on the prescription pads. My doctor is occupational health, which takes care of all the police, firefighters, sheriff's department, whomever, and they do electronic transfer from their office to whatever pharmacy, so the pads are passe.
Really? Okay.
Okay, so, you know, technology's moved beyond that. Great.
Guess it's been a long time since I've been given a prescription.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, too, the RN call talking about how the people come to the emergency room and they want their fix and this, that, and the other. Now, when I was in rehab, we had on the other side of the campus, we had a nurses program that these people were coming in. It was like a turnstile because these nurses, LPNs in the state of Louisiana, they were getting addicted to drugs at work. I had a friend, Derek, who was an LPN, and he had a medicine cabinet. Oh, it was phenomenal.
Wow.
And NPR earlier this week, had a program on talking about people who can't cope, and they were talking about nurses, and there were nurses hitting themselves in the thighs 12 times a day with Demerol and hydrocodone, and, you know, they know this happens with nurses, and so that's why they put them in rehab and, you know, cycle them through, and they bring them back. I mean, so, you know, hey, you know, I don't know if she's holier now, but the whole thing is, well, she can't rebut because she can't call back. You know, it's all over the place. Whether it's legal or illegal, people are still using them.
You bet.
In the profession.
Yeah, and since they work at the hospital, they've got easy access to the freebies. You know how the doctors get the freebie prescriptions so they can kind of hand them out.
Things.
So they can get their hands on those things much easier, and I'm sure there's a lot of nurses and other hospital personnel that use their position, their privileges of their position to get their hands on those drugs, and if they don't use them themselves, are selling them to their friends.
Let me tell you one thing Derek told me. He said he used to work with the medicine cart, and he used to, you know, push around and give them. So there was a 50 cc vial of, say, Demerol. And the person was only supposed to get 10 cc's. Now, when they inject a needle into that bottle, they have to throw it away, even if there's left over. So what he would take needles, he would go ahead and inject the rest out of it, put the cap on, stick it in his pocket.
And then what would he do with it?
Well, he had the medicine chest. I mean, he had a nice medicine chest. So, I mean, you know,
so wait, was he selling it, or was he using it for himself?
Well, you know, he may have been selling it, but he had the drugs there to use for himself if he wanted to. I mean, why would somebody keep, you know, a library of drugs unless they were doing something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing was an avenue for him to get the drugs and take them out of the hospital and have his own private drug cabinet. I mean, he had his own pharmacy.
Amazing. Yeah, and that's what happens. And if the prescription process would go away, all these problems would be solved, whether it's the bums coming in, demanding prescriptions to the hospital in the emergency room, as our caller earlier was suggesting, or whether it's the people being robbed, pharmacies being held up, pharmacy trucks being robbed, being waylaid on the side of the road as they're driving to their destinations. I mean, all kinds of...
Hospital staff, you know, swiping prescription cards or anything. Those naughty nurses.
All of those things would be solved. Thanks for the call, Steve. Good hearing from you. Okay, Brian is back. Oh, Brian, I apologize. I'm glad you called back. You were telling us about the border control thing, and you had been pulled over. Go ahead and just pick up your story again, kind of brief.
Okay.
Bring us back.
So I'm at a border patrol checkpoint within 100 miles of the Mexican border in New Mexico, traveling north on I-25. Got funneled into this stop, and they had started a criminal investigation on me randomly, without any probable cause or exigent circumstances. and I'm now a suspect that this dog, which is an all-knowing guru dog, let me tell you, these guys, they talk German to dogs.
Do they really?
Not these guys, but I have seen in the past where cops talk German. They give orders. They reward dogs for signaling hits by putting chew toys in the person's car. So there's other stuff going on here.
Sure. So what happened?
The whole idea that the drug dogs are just this objective source of information, just not so.
Yeah, they're cops is what they are.
Well, they're controlled by people who want to look in your car. They're trained by people who want to look in your car and don't really care about the Fourth Amendment that much.
So what ended up happening? I mean, they began investigating.
Well, I objected and demanded rights, cited about five or six different Fourth Amendment cases as they pertain to automotive.
Right.
Constitutional law. And that didn't stop them. I got detained, and
Have they pulled you out of the car at this point?
I got a warrant, though.
Did they pull you out of your car, or were you sitting in
there? No, they let me sit in my car, and they told me that they could pull me out if they had probable cause. But what they decided to do was go and get a warrant from a federal magistrate in Las Cruces.
How long did that take?
Oh, let's see. That's about 2.5 hours I was still there.
Now, how is it that they can detain you on the side of the road while they go get a warrant? I mean, aren't you a free person?
How they'll shoot you if you try to leave?
I'm just wondering. I mean, from a legal standpoint, aren't you a free man?
Well,
you haven't been arrested, right?
What they said was, you are free to go, but your car is being detained. And,
oh, that's nice.
Well, and also, maybe they could charge your car with possession then, if you had something in it.
Yeah,
this is like kind of the civil aspect of things about how... Like,
so, if you try to drive away, will they only shoot the car?
Well, one of the things they did was they put these those nail things under both sides of one of my tires. So
wow.
That's going to deflate a tire.
Yes.
And plus, they've got three guys standing pretty close to me, 3 to 5 guys. So immediately I start consuming man hours, which is one of my strategies here.
Your strategies. Okay. All right. I promise I'm going to bring you back this time. Hang on. 800-259-9231. And also, I noticed he said he was in New Mexico. He might want to check out Checkpoint USA, checkpointusa.org. Somebody else is down there who's being a bit of a refusenik at these checkpoints. We'll come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, you need to hear this. Have you been watching the banks getting their bailout money and wondering where your relief is? The answer you're looking for is the Bailout Group. The Bailout Group has settled over $100 million in credit card debt for people just like you. The Bailout Group can help cut your debt by up to 60% of its original value, removing those high interest fees and rolling everything into one low monthly payment. And the best part? All GCN listeners qualify for a free 5-minute debt relief consultation. This is the system that credit card companies don't want you to know about. This is a fast, proven, and legal process for your credit card debt concerns. Call the Bailout Group now at 800-324-6554. That's 800-324-6554. Debt relief experts are standing by. You have nothing to lose except your credit card debt. Call 800-324-6554. 800-324-6554 today.
Times are tough right now and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting,
even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Going to try to sneak your call in, but I'm not going to give you the number because the lines are loaded up. It is Ian joining you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and join the AMP program. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. We go back to Brian, who is calling from, I believe, New Mexico, or actually Colorado tonight, but was driving through New Mexico when he was waylaid by federal thugs calling themselves the Border Patrol. And they said that our dog has alerted on your vehicle. We are holding your vehicle here. You are free to go, but we are going to take a look at your vehicle. So, of course, why you would want to leave them alone with your vehicle, I'm not sure, or walk down a desert, dusty desert road all by yourself. So, obviously, you stuck around to see what happened. They went and they got a warrant from a judge, which took them 2.5 hours, two-something hours. So you just sat there in your car the whole time that they were doing this?
Well, I got out and there was a little outhouse I had there that I used a couple times and I opened the trunk and you know he looked in it from a distance so he could obviously see you know that and I wanted him to see that you know there was no bales or bodies or anything mm-hmm. like that and you know I told these guys 3 or 4 times there's no warrant that's on its way back and I said that's the fourth time they all laughed at me because the guy, the captain was getting out of his car and handed me a warrant signed by a magistrate and, the joke was on me. And, so I just went and unlocked the trunk. You know, no sense in having them crowbar it open.
Yeah.
And, a few minutes later they came back with a small amount of contraband that was, allegedly later identified as, marijuana and, a couple different bags. They weighed it all in the bags and came up with, they called it 0.04 pounds.
And, 0.04 pounds. Okay.
0.04
not much of a
pound. 0.04 pounds, 0.04 of a pound, and took me into their little station, and I was able to observe them on the inside of it. So now, oh, but by now I think we've consumed probably 12 to 14 man hours, maybe more. And they called up the DEA and offered me up to them. They declined, and then they offered me up to the New Mexico State Police. And one of those guys eventually came out. And
now, how much? This isn't even like you're talking about fractions of an ounce here, right?
0.04 pounds.
What's that?
Once the state patrolman reduced the bag weight, which was about, I don't know, he called it under an ounce. He cited me for my pipe and for some alleged
0.04 pounds is about 2 to 3 quarterbags.
I'll take word for it.
Yeah.
Anyway, and one of the substances they had to, they thought was might be heroin, so they did about 3 different tests on it, and I just didn't cooperate at all. I wasn't going to answer any questions to mm-hmm. feed them up. I wasn't going to open my car up to them so that I could get on the road faster and avoid the captain having to drive 2 hours to get a warrant.
So what happened? Did they charge you? Did the stateies charge you?
I beg your pardon?
Did the state guys charge you?
Oh, yes. I got cited and sent on my way. So I didn't have to pay any bail or anything.
And the charge was a misdemeanor?
Possession of marijuana and possession of paraphernalia. Two misdemeanors.
Got it.
And I got to go on my way. But my impression was that they just can't do that. It lacks probable cause and exigent circumstances. He started a drug investigation with this dog before having any probable cause at all.
Yeah, that's just what they do.
And the other fact that these roving patrols are supposed to be catching illegal immigrants, but in fact they're catching Americans with drugs. Just goes to show that dog did not alert on a Mexican in your trunk.
It goes back to what Dave was talking about in the first hour of the show, pointing out how all the searches at the airports, and this is also another searching process that's going on, is really more about catching people with contraband than it is catching criminals and terrorists.
Every year Congress gets in session, there's new contraband, new things that free people aren't allowed to possess.
So you're looking
for the law enforcement growth industry, yes.
Yeah. I hope that you do something as far as challenging this is concerned, because most people, if they get into your situation, they're just going to pay the fine or they're going to go and do whatever they need to do in the community service or the probation, and they just want to get it over with and move past it. But I think you're right. I think that they're operating on some false pretenses, and obviously they're breaking their own rules. However, whether you can get them to hold their own feet to the fire on that remains to be seen. Here's what I'd recommend. Get in touch with Terry over at Checkpoint USA. Are you familiar with that site?
No.
Checkpointusa.org. You're going to love this guy. He goes to these checkpoints you're talking about, these internal checkpoints, and he has a video camera with him every single time. And when they harass him about what's your citizenship, he never answers their question. He always bounces it back because they're asking him, are you a U.S. citizen? And he says, am I being detained? Am I free to go? And they'll try again. Are you a U.S. citizen? Look, I just need to know, are you a U.S. citizen? Am I being detained? He just bounces them right back, and he never lets him get the upper hand, and he's always asking questions in response to their questions. He's an amazingly courageous guy, and they went after him recently and ended up throwing the case out in court. So take a look into that. CheckpointUSA.org. His name's Terry. He runs the site, and he's a really cool guy, and hopefully the two of you can work together. Go ahead.
I was told that they operate this type of action on the basis of a case called U.S. versus Place. And they highlighted where it says United States, which held that a sniff by a police dog specially trained to detect the presence of narcotics is not a search under the meaning of the Fourth Amendment of the United States. The court reasoned that the sniff of a dog sui generis intended to reveal only the presence or absence of narcotics, because a dog sniff is so limited a test, the court carved out this exception from the broad category of searches for which a warrant is generally required.
You know, I don't know how well you'll do in the courts, but I think it's worth a shot. And go ahead and get in touch with Terry. Maybe you guys can work together. I thank you for the call and good luck out there. It's just awful what they're doing to people. If you're within that 100-mile zone of the north or south of the border, or east and west, even the ocean, if you're within that 100-mile stretch of land, they can stop you, pull you over, and do exactly what happened to this guy. And they can harass you, and they can detain you, and they can ruin your life. And I hope somebody takes them to, you know, I hope somebody takes them to court, because there's nothing else you can really do besides avoid them.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the court will be a success, but it's something. It's something that's worth a shot, I guess, because giving in and bowing down is certainly not helping either. 800-259-9231. We'll talk to, let's talk to Mike in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to remind all your listeners, or any of those who are interested, who are enjoying their weekend, that Sam from Obscured Truth Network is still in jail for video recording in a public lobby when the court security officer could not provide any legal reason for him not to. And he's still on hunger strike, and you can, if you'd like, you can send him a letter for free at mail2jail, that's mail-2-jail.com. And, of course, Sam would love to have all, he's already expressed all kinds, love for all kinds of support coming in from writers all over the world. But also, he thinks, and I agree, that the jailers themselves have changed their behavior because they realized that they're being watched. So the more letters that go through the jailers to Sam, the better.
That's great. People can go to your website, mail-2-jail.com, and they can email our friend and co-host Sam, who is still sitting in jail now, coming up on his full second week in jail, and it's making a big difference when you've got next to nothing to do all day except play spades with the other inmates. Having something to read is pretty nice to have. And I thank you, Mike. We're short on time, but thank you for the call tonight. Let's get quickly to Adam in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Adam, you got the last 20 seconds. Go.
Yes. I was just calling about the current swine flu outbreak that's going on.
Yeah, what's all that about?
I heard it was a swine flu, swine avian people flu.
Go quickly with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I just, let's see, on the 23rd of this month, I saw an article posted on CNN.com where the Army stated that 3 vials of a virus sample were missing from
the
Maryland
possibly
facility.
Started by the government. Who knows? I thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow, not tomorrow, Monday night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048.